Bush and Richie here with your daily takeaway. Thank you for all the lovely messages about Absolute Radio Calm, which has launched. You can stream it through the Absolute Radio app or ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Calm. We had a meeting earlier with our boss, trying to work out whether this was a compliment or not. He said he was listening to Absolute Radio Calm and then realised that actually he wasn't then listening to Absolute Radio Calm, and he was so chilled he was actually just sat there listening to nothing.
Oh, yeah, it ended. Yeah. I think his phone had turned off, and it was just the ambience of the inside of his headphones.
Yeah.
So I think that kind of works. That's chilling people out, isn't it?
I think so.
Anaesthetising people in some way. But do give it a try and let us know what you think. hometime@absoluteradio.co.uk.
Richie's Daily Takeaway.
My mum and dad are staying with us at the moment, so I just want to apologise if all my stuff this week is parental based, but my mum and dad at the moment are coming out daily with new parental idiosyncrasies and quirks.
I feel like they are turning your normal world upside down.
They are, and they're brilliant, and I love them, and it's great they're here, and they're saving our bacon with the whole childcare thing, but obviously Gazebo, Garnacho at the weekend. I was thinking, where are they going to go next? Well, my mum came out with a beauty earlier on today. I was heading out to head to the office, and my mum said that she'd made up some sandwiches in tinfoil, and she said that I could take one with me. It's like a packed lunch.
Lovely.
Which is great. It takes you back to your mum doing your packed lunch when you were a kid and all that kind of stuff. And I was absolutely starving. I hadn't got myself organised. I was hungry and in a rush. So I said, oh, great, what's the filling? And she turned around to me and she said, oh, their tongue. My mum offered me a tongue sandwich. What even is it?
Sounds horrendous.
Awful.
On many levels.
That, you know, you get taken away for that kind of thing. But I thought that was like a World War II thing. People still eat tongue this day and age?
I wouldn't even know where I'd go and buy tongue from in 2024.
Dare we put it out there as a phoner on Absolute Radio on Home Time? Where could you go and get some tongue? Or would you ask for tongue?
No, we can't.
Can you go to the deli and say I'll have tongue, please?
Or is it tinned? Is it tinned tongue?
Tinned tongue. I can't think of a worse thing. Tinned tongue.
Dare one even ask, what is it the tongue of?
That's a really good point. That should have been my first question. Hold on a minute, whose tongue is this? So, like, is it a thing?
That's so grim.
Just tell us.
Some intel on tongue. Oh. Tongue is from an ox, says Arlene.
Do they eat the rest of the ox, though? Or they eat the tail?
I didn't even know that oxes were still a thing.
So if people eat oxes, right, are they literally doing that bad thing to an ox just to get its tongue and get its tail? What about the rest of it? That's a waste.
Ox tail, that's true, yeah. Tongue is from an ox. Most supermarkets sell it in packs of 4 to 6 slices.
Oh, slice of tongue. And Emma says, I've never been one to turn down a bit of tongue before, but even I draw the line at that. Let's make something out of this here on Home Time this evening. If there's a food you don't see eaten anymore, do get in touch with us. It's 8:12:15.
Do you know what? I feel like Angel Delight, I don't see it as a dessert as much these days. Maybe that's due to being 47 rather than 7, but Angel Delight, where's that gone?
Because you think with our, you know, we've got kids the same age.
Yeah.
Surely they're getting that, as you know, that was the staple of, you know, the school dessert, that and semolina.
Well,
do you know what
exactly.
I mean?
I feel that because I have a 6-year-old, Angel Delight should still be in my life, but I don't see him getting that after he's had his alphabet soup and all that kind of stuff.
What's happened to Angel Delight? What do they do with the rest of the ox? So many questions. So little time here on Home Time.
Neil, what did you used to get?
Oh, chicklings.
Chicklings?
Yeah, that's what they sold them as. I don't know what they were.
Can you describe them? When was this and can you describe it, Neil?
Oh, in the early 60s when I was about 5 or 6.
And you were fed chicklings?
Yeah, my granddad used to take me out on a Saturday morning and get them from... We had like a big shop that was like a butcher's and a baker's, and they used to sell chicklings. I'm not sure if it was chopped up sheep's stomachs.
I'm looking it up here. It's cooked pig intestine.
Oh, Neil, I'm so sorry.
All right.
Does it change your view of your granddad if you've gone down there with him and he's been feeding you that?
No, because I used to like them. You put salt and vinegar on them and just picked away at them.
If there's any children listening to this show and they may have kicked off about not wanting, I don't know, pepperoni pizza for 2 nights on the trot, things were a hell of a lot worse in the 60s, kids.
And all this just because you turned down your mum's tongue. Oh, I'm hungry.
starving now, I think about that. That
not,
and tongue.
Not for tongue, though.
Give me Mum a bell if you want
please,
some.
I'm not having it. With all best respect.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's wrong with me, Mum?
This week, Mental Health Awareness Week, we're trying to help you take the time to switch off your brain for a bit. That is why we have launched Absolute Radio Calm, a radio station full of relaxing noises to accompany your day and help you relax at night. We're so grateful for all the suggestions that you made here into the Home Time Show to help put it together. Bush and I are very invested in it. We've been listening to it ourselves since it's been up and running yesterday. I was listening on the train home yesterday once the show finished.
That's dangerous because it's very relaxing.
It is
very. You might miss your stop.
I know. And I'm one stop before the end of the line. And I have bounced back before. And it's not a good experience. However, I didn't fall asleep yesterday. I was very chilled out by it. But there was one bit that was confusing me. I was listening at a time when the soundscape that was on Absolute Radio Calm was the beach.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of seagull activity going on. I was quite enjoying it as a boy who was born on the Sussex coast of Eastbourne. I was thinking, oh, this is great. It's like being back at home. But then I was aware that there was a yelping dog. I was thinking, well, you know, I know we've put a lot of time into this, but how have we let that slip through the net?
Well, I mean, I remember there was a news story in Brixham in Devon where I grew up. The seagulls picked a dog up.
Yeah, exactly.
Was it that?
It wasn't that.
Oh, phew.
But I thought, this is strange. And then when I got up to get off at my stop because I hadn't fallen asleep, in the bay behind me, there was a dog.
And oh, wow.
It was that was yelping. So thankfully, we hadn't put seagulls on that were causing distress to a dog.
But I think the point of the story, the moral of the story here is, and we do what, this is going to come with a warning. This station, Absolute Radio Calm, is fully immersive.
It is.
The stuff from the outside world may actually appear in your mind.
It's all there for you to listen to in the free Absolute Radio app or ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Calm.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
We've had a lot of messages about tongue over the past hour or so. This person here says, my mum and dad were given a tongue as a wedding present.
What?
It's like a gift from yesteryear. If there's a food that you don't see eating anymore, we want to hear about it on Home Time.
Where have the cheese and pineapple on sticks at parties gone, says Craig?
Boys, well, where have they gone? Because they were great, particularly stuck into the back of a hedgehog melon.
Exactly, yeah, with like little bits of tin foil.
Yeah, let's bring it back. We've got Diane, who is on the line, who is lamenting a food that she hasn't seen in years. Diane, what is that food?
Oh, do you know what? It's tomato sausages. Now, I don't know if it's because I don't live in Yorkshire anymore and if it was a Yorkshire thing.
Diane, we're going to have to stop you there. Did you just say tomato sausages?
Tomato sausages, yeah.
Never heard of that before in my entire life.
They are the best thing ever. It's basically a pork sausage but flavoured with tomato.
Oh.
And they're definitely a Yorkshire thing because I used to have them in Yorkshire when I was a little girl. But now I live on the south coast in Hastings and you just don't see them. So I don't know if it's a Yorkshire thing or a not anymore thing.
Now, I thought for a second when you first said tomato sausages, I'm thinking, okay, this is a vegetarian sausage. That's fine. It's not my cup of tea, but that's fine. But now you're saying they are pork infused with tomato, which to me has the whiff of a pizza. And now I'm thinking, that's a pizza sausage. I'm all over that.
Oh, do you know what? They are the best, seriously. All these modern flavourings like caramelised onion and apple and all this nonsense.
Modern nonsense. TikTok fads. No, every single one of them.
Tomato sausage, yeah. All day long.
So if someone gets back in touch with the show, having heard your call now on Home Time and says, I live in Northumberland and there's a butcher down the road, a little bit League of Gentlemen-like, but does tomato sausage, would you drive there or order them if you love them that much and you'd love to see them in your life again?
I would. I'm not sure about driving all the way to Northumberland from Hastings, but I would definitely mail order them if I could find them, without a doubt.
You might not need to do that. You might not need to do that. Do you have an Asda in Hastings?
We do.
Well, according to their website, they do pork and tomato sausages.
Is that the same as a tomato sausage, though, Diane? Pork and tomato?
It will be. Yes, that will be the thing, but I've never seen them in Asda.
Well, this feels like
another myth.
No, it says I've got it in front of me. Gluten-free, fresh for 8 days.
Do you know what? Wow. If this was surprise, surprise, Priscilla Black, the screen would rise in the background and a butcher would walk in with a plate of sausages for you right now, Diane.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
That's a strange old Tuesday night for me. There are occasions in life where, how would I put this? I say it's like you have to go behind enemy lines. And tonight for me is one of those.
Where are you going?
I'm not physically going anywhere, but my heart is going somewhere behind enemy lines. I'm an Arsenal fan, and we have an outside slim chance of winning the league at the weekend. But for that to happen, what would really help us is if our arch rivals Tottenham Hotspur beat Manchester City tonight.
It's a big game.
Now, normally, I would be after them getting an absolute hosing.
You're not helping yourself here.
No, I'm not. No. They ain't listening right now. I'm sure Big Ange, their manager, has got some rousing stuff going on. They're not listening to this show. But tonight, I need to support Tottenham Hotspur. It feels very strange.
Can I just say as well, you are neglecting to mention that you do have to beat the Blue Boys, Everton Football Club, on the final day of the season. That's not a given as well. Do you know what I mean?
That's a very good point.
Sliders on, already on the beach, Everton Football Club.
I'd like to think that is a given.
Well, that is a given, to be honest.
But isn't it strange when you have to change your allegiance? So this isn't always about Sporting going behind enemy lines. I remember my wilderness years in between relationships when I was courting someone, I think, you know, they'd say back in the day.
Where's this going, Richard?
And I knew she was a fan of UB40. Now, personally speaking, I don't care for UB40.
That's an understatement.
It's a nice way of putting it. So I thought, no, I'll go to the U2. I sat through 2 hours of UB40 at the U2. That felt like going behind enemy lines.
Wow, I hope it was worth it. Sitting through red wine as the encore.
It wasn't worth it.
I know what you mean, though. And sometimes, you know, your allegiance can flip. Obviously, I'm a board game geek.
You are, yeah.
Board game. My predominant interest in board games is Second World War. And I normally like stuff about the Eastern Front because it's plucky old Russia against the horrible Germans. Russia have kind of turned into the bad guys
recently. Yes, they have.
I find myself siding with the Germans at times on the Eastern Front.
So now you're flipping your board games.
I'm flipping my board games. I'm flipping my allegiance.
Alex in South Wales says, as a big rock and metal head and being a Liverpool fan, going to see Taylor Swift at the Etihad Stadium felt very much like going behind enemy lines on two different fronts.
Love it.
Neil says, been a punk fan all my life. Back in the 80s, though, I was conned into taking my girlfriend and her little sister to see Bros.
Oh, wow, they were mad. So you look back at Bros now and they look like the National Front or something. Do you know what I mean?
With the
leather jackets and the boots, that kind of thing. Chris says, grew up supporting Liverpool, father-in-law an Everton fan, needed to get into the good books, acquired an Everton season ticket 9 years ago and haven't looked back since. Went across the park for the glory. They always say when Everton Football Club has touched you, do you know what I mean? Never the same again.
Carly, explain how you've had to go behind enemy lines.
We wanted to get married, obviously, and we had to get married in a church, and we felt a bit awkward about it because we're not religious at all.
Can I ask a question? Did you have to go to like religious classes before you got married in said church?
No, we did have to go to our local church just to have some lines read so that we were actually allowed to get married.
I believe that is the Banns of Marriage, from what I remember.
Banns of Marriage sounds like a fantastic trilogy of books. Have you read Richie Firth's Banns of Marriage? Book two is fantastic. But like, surely though, I've heard that you have to go meet the priest and the vicars and stuff though, just so you're not used in the church as like a picture opportunity. Is that right, Carly?
Oh yes, we did have to go and have tea with the vicar, which felt a little bit awkward, but we managed to do it.
Did you get the chance to actually say, more tea, vicar?
No, I didn't, but I wish I had.
Did you tell him you and your husband are pagans?
Definitely not.
Amanda, tell us, when did you have to go behind enemy lines?
I went to Twickenham, and I'm a Welsh supporter, so going to the headquarters of England, you know.
How did that feel? Not that either of us, I don't want to lump Richie in the same thing as me, but not massive rugby heads.
No,
I'm about rugby. Okay. But you'd support England, wouldn't you? England football. Yeah. Well, there you go. It was very exciting, actually, because we went down on coaches from up north, and Sale actually beat Leicester, so it was fantastic. It was a party atmosphere, yeah.
You're not overly sounding like you would be normally following the Welsh rugby team.
Yeah, lifelong Welsh supporter. Lifelong rugby supporter. Union or league. I love my rugby.
Which is the best one? Because you've got the one where they all look like nightclub bouncers and tackle each other and get their ears go all weird. And then you've got the one where they stop and pat each other on the backside and then carry on politely.
You mean rugby league when they have 5 attempts to get the ball over the line and then pass it over like gentlemen?
That's it. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, which is the best out of those two?
I'd say rugby league for that and the fitness. But when you look at them, you wouldn't think they pass the ball over. So the referee really does discipline them.
How long do you think Richie and I would last in a rugby league game?
I don't know, because I've never actually seen you, so I don't know. I mean, listening to you, you sound quite sporty when you say that.
Thank you. That's the loudest our producers laughed all day.
think kind of hail and pace. That's what we kind of look like.
All right, OK. Well, maybe just do the race where they dress up in the supporter sort of kit, so Sail Sharky attacks people and things like that, and then you have a laugh.
If I know a little bit of rugby, I would say you've never seen us. I would say Bush, as you're more sort of Martin Johnson kind of height.
I was hoping for Bill Beaumont, but that's fine.
Okay. And I'm probably more your Jason Leonard.
Oh, right. Okay. So both in the park, not runners.
Yep. Home time with Johnson and Leonard.
But you see, any other rugby people listening now will try and invite you, like Adam Hills off Last Leg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes up to rugby league.
What, you lot recruiting now?
what have we got ourselves into here?
I don't know. I feel like we're signed up for a season ticket for rugby. Absolute Radio Calm. That's right. Have you checked out Absolute Radio Calm yet? It launched yesterday. It's our brand new radio station for Mental Health Awareness Week, filled with calming sounds and beautiful things from around the world that have been suggested by you, our dear listeners, and it'll help you escape from the stresses of modern life. Give it a try. Tell us what you think. It's on the app, or you can ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Calm. It's not all plain sailing, though, and you guys do have a right to reply, and we're still tinkering with it as it goes. Lee in Newcastle's dropped us an email. He says, Bush and Richie, I was listening to Absolute Radio Calm earlier on, and I heard you announce that the next clip was of seagulls on some beach.
Yeah.
But instead of feeling calm about it, I got triggered and had to write you this email. Lee continues, according to the RSPB, there are no such thing as seagulls. To be safe, you can just call them all gulls, but there are 6 varieties to be found in the United Kingdom. The one that knocks on my window every day for dry cat food is a herring gull that I call Bill. He used to come with another gull called Ted, but Ted doesn't come round anymore, which is a bit sad. All the best, Lee.
You try and do a nice thing.
I know. Thanks,
Lee. You try and do a nice thing.
Hometime at absoluteradio.co.uk if you've got any other issues with anything on Absolute Radio Calm.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
There's the show. Hope you enjoy it. Can we just go back to what we were saying at the beginning about we had a meeting with our boss, okay? So our boss came in. We were sat in our canteen area of work in our new building, and he offered to go downstairs and get us anything we wanted from the cafe.
Yeah.
I ordered a latte straight away. Richie, you absolutely... You messed up. You choked up. He would have bought you anything from the cafe.
I know.
He didn't want a coffee. Fair enough. He'd hit your coffee limit. But are you thinking back on that now, thinking you could have had this? They do cinnamon swirls down there.
I absolutely like fused. I short circuited because I have a limit of 3 coffees a day.
Fine.
And I'd had them.
Yeah.
And he was offering a coffee, and I was like, "Well, no." And then he said, "Well, do you want a cup of tea?" And I had literally just made myself a cup of tea, and
that's
I felt
point.
Like that would be a waste if I tipped that down the drain.
What about hot chocolate?
Well,
you could have got a hot chocolate or a fruit shoot.
I felt like I wasn't prepared for the offer.
But that would stay with me, the fact that someone's offered you something and you've gone, I'll be fine.
The one thing I was thinking was, what about if I said yes to a Mars bar? But he wasn't offering that, he was offering a drink.
I feel like we know him well enough, though. You could have said, would it be all right to just have a Mars bar? Or have the change? Could I just have the money?
I'll do that next time, just give me the money.